Welcome to this podcast about Iakulik River and Kodiak Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Iakulik River flows generally south for 30 miles to the Shelikof Strait coast of Kodiak Island, about 89 miles southwest of Kodiak and 22 miles northwest of Akiak, Alaska. The river originates from an unnamed lake approximately 2.5 miles east of Grant Lagoon. The mouth of the river is on the southern flank of Mount Myrtle, which is the site of a historical village called Iakulik. The Iakulik is one of the most extensive river systems on the island, draining an area of 186 square miles. It includes 25 tributary streams and 271 lakes, making it one of the largest salmon-producing watersheds on Kodiak Island. The name Reka Iakulik was first published by Captain Mikhail Tebenkov of the Imperial Russian Navy in 1852. The watershed primarily comprises unconsolidated quaternary sediments, including alluvial, glacial, marine, and swamp deposits. Numerous mountains, such as Mount Myrtle, with an elevation of 1,402 feet, protrude through these sediments. These mountains consist of late Cretaceous sandstone and shale from the Kodiak Formation. The river is a significant ancestral site for the Aleutic people and culture. At the time of Russian contact, the village at the river's mouth comprised over 130 beraberas, the Aleutic subterranean sod houses. Iakulik Island, situated approximately 2.3 miles northwest of the village, may have served as a refuge island. In 1939, most natives relocated 15 miles east to the village of Akiak. However, they continued to use the Iakulik region for fishing, hunting, and gathering traditional foods. The uplands along the lower 1 mile of the Iakulik River have complicated land ownership. Most of the property is owned by the Iakulik Alaskan Native Village Corporation, with several smaller parcels, including a sport lodge, privately owned. The corporation is part of Koniag Incorporated, one of the 13 Alaska Native regional corporations created under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971. This act granted Alaska Natives aboriginal rights to the lands of their ancestors. The corporation's land consists of 640 acres in a 1 square mile section, located at the mouth of the Iakulik River. The Iakulik River is a slow-moving, clear stream characterized by a series of pools and riffles over gravel and rocky beds. The lower 11.5 miles of the river, from the mouth upstream to its confluence with Bear Creek, has a well-defined channel with an average depth of 4 to 6 feet. The rest of the river meanders through flat marshlands, which range in width from 2 to 3 miles. The river generally has a gentle gradient, except for some short stretches that drop 25 feet per mile. The Iakulik River's clear, slow flow and varied terrain make it unique. Its lower section features a defined channel, while the upper parts wind through expansive marshlands. Although mostly gentle, the river includes sections with a steeper gradient, adding to its diverse characteristics. Water levels in the Iakulik River are typically low from mid-June to mid-August, with peak flows occurring from mid-May to mid-June and again from mid-August to October. The river supports 5 species of Pacific salmon and offers excellent sport fishing opportunities. It also contributes significantly to a strong commercial fishery. During the summer months, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game operates a fish weir near the river's mouth to count salmon and steelhead. The species monitored include sockeye, chinook, pink, chum, coho salmon, and steelhead. This monitoring ensures sustainable fishing practices and supports the local economy. The Iakulik River is a vital resource, balancing ecological preservation with recreational and commercial use. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.